I'm speaking now with Kathy Burkhart-Jessen, who is the Liberal candidate in Lambton Kent, Middlesex. Tell us a little about yourself, Kathy, and why you are running for the Lambton Kent, Middlesex seat at Queen's Park.
Well, first of all, Robin, thank you very much for the opportunity to have this discussion. I am the current mayor of Lucan-Bodolph, which for those in your listening audience, is the furthest corner in the riding from the Wallaceburg area. We are at the north end of the riding. And I've been mayor in Lucan since 2014. I sit on Middlesex County Council, where I've had the privilege of being warden three times. So I bring to the table a lot of municipal experience that has put me at the table with the province over many issues. And it's because of that and the experience that I have that I feel that I can be a valued voice at the province and a great representative for our region. I really do see how our residents, not only in Lambton Kent, Middlesex, but across the province, are increasingly feeling like they don't have a voice and that they aren't represented in Queen's Park. And I want to change that, and I believe that I've got the experience that can speak to that.
How worried are you about the threat, whether in reality or in just being threatened, of tariffs imposed by U.S. President Trump on the economy, specifically when it comes to Lambton Kent, Middlesex? And how do you plan to support local businesses during this tumultuous time?
Well, I think it's something, you know, that we all have to be concerned about. I think that this president has shown us that when he says something, it's not something that we should dismiss. You know, a couple weeks ago, it was right at our doorstep, and I think we all felt the pressures of the looming threat of tariffs. So, you know, our region is incredibly strong when it comes to agriculture, and I think the first thing that we can do is really start to look at eliminating interprovincial trade barriers. Most recently, the Ontario Liberal Party has released, you know, an 8-point plan as to how to deal with tariffs and with the United States and their president. And I would encourage anybody to look up that policy. But the first thing is, let's look at trade within our own country and how we can best support not only our agricultural industry, but industry as a whole for Lambton Kent, Middlesex. We have to support our businesses. We have to give them access to lower than market interest rates, which is government rate. I mean, with my municipal hat, we are fortunate that we can often borrow money that is lower than market rates. And we have to look at how we can expand that during this tumultuous time to our businesses, because this will allow our businesses to protect and create jobs by reducing the cost of borrowing. So those are two areas that I think that we can hit the ground running with.
Our third question, how do you and your party intend to address the growing crisis of affordable housing and homelessness, specifically within the riding itself?
Well, first of all, the solution to homelessness is to build more homes and not to make poverty a crime. We do have, as this government has shown that they are willing to do with their approach to encampments. The Ontario Liberals, we do have a plan to build all levels of housing, because it's not enough just to say that, you know, we're going to build more homes and faster and we're going to focus on market-driven products. We have to look at all levels of housing, because there are many steps to housing and we have to make sure that they're all there. And we'll begin by doubling the stock of the current stock of supportive housing units. There hasn't been any meaningful investment in years, in decades, I would say, in supportive housing. And these units will include wraparound services. I'm incredibly proud of a program that we began in Middlesex County under my leadership when I was warden in late 2020. And it was a program that is still running today and has seen great success when it comes to homelessness. We have units that are available for those that are experiencing being unhoused, and we put them in these units, but we have the wraparound services that are there. So that includes workforce development. It includes community or Canadian mental health. It includes community paramedicine. So Ontario Liberal government will look at instituting that sort of programming, because we have to make sure that those that are unhoused, that once we house them, we can set them up for success. So they need the services around them. We'll reintroduce a phased-in rent control program. In 2018, this government did away with that, and you can see the effects of not having a rent control today. We'll incentivize the development of co-op housing. It's not enough to build affordable homes. We have to ensure that people that need these homes actually have the means to afford it. And so one of the announcements that we've made recently is doubling the payments for those receiving ODSP. And I think that small investment will open up doorways for many that have seen doorways closed for them.
Provincial governments across the province have been downloading costs onto municipalities for decades now, forcing them to address these challenging issues on the backs of municipal taxpayers. How would you support municipalities that are facing these rising costs?
Well, this question is right in my wheelhouse, because I know about this all too well if I put my municipal hat on. The property tax system is not set up to deal with the downloading that municipalities have felt over the last 7 years. And the Ontario Liberal Party is committed to negotiating a new deal with municipalities. And this will be something that, with my background and experience, I will work to make sure we enter into this sooner rather than later. We know the pressures that that municipalities are on, and it is clear that the funding agreements between the province and municipalities have not kept up with these pressures. Municipalities need a sustainable funding framework, not one-time overprescribed programs that are competitive and often put a disadvantage on our small urban and rural communities. You know, these applications are often overcomplicated, and our small urban and rural communities often don't have the infrastructure to be able to go through the process. When it comes to development charges, we will introduce a new Better Communities Fund, which will ensure that municipalities will remain whole as we look to remove DCs from mid-range family homes.
Now, you may be aware there are a number of civilian petitions circulating around Chatham-Kent lately asking the province to entertain the de-amalgamation of the municipality of Chatham-Kent. Do you think this is a realistic proposal, and how do you intend to address the concerns and dissatisfaction some residents are feeling?
So this is something that I've just begun to hear about in my run in this candidacy. As you can appreciate, where I am from, we don't often get the news of the day delivered to us from Chatham-Kent end of the riding. But it is something that I am hearing about as I am going door to door. You know, what I'm hearing about, actually, I often hear in my own community, the difference between urban investments over rural investments. And so as I familiarize myself with the issues that many residents have concerns about, I can say that I often hear these same concerns from my residents. The de-amalgamating, I don't believe, is the answer. I can say this is not part of a platform policy that the Ontario Liberals have discussed. It will certainly be something that, if I'm elected, I will bring to the table, because I think it speaks to much to the question that we just discussed about investments that the province makes in our communities. And we have to look at how our small urban and rural communities are funded, so that all residents feel that investments are being made in their needs. But going back to smaller communities and smaller municipalities, I don't think is realistic. I believe it's not the same landscape as it was 40, 50 years ago, and smaller municipalities will find it even more difficult to be funded and to remain competitive. But can we address the concerns and the dissatisfaction that the residents are feeling? Absolutely we can, and I'm happy to be part of that conversation.
Well, thank you very much, Kathy Burkhart Jessen, who is the Liberal candidate in Lambton Kent Middlesex. Thank you so much for your time today.
Well, that's great, Robin. Thank you for the opportunity again. And certainly I look forward to continuing the discussions that I've had with a number of residents in our riding.